الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. وظائف القابض. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi speaks in the section about the person who is receiving the zakah. What is the etiquette of the one actually receiving the zakah? He says, number one, أن يعلم أن الله عز وجل أوجب صرف الزكاة إليه ليكفى همه فليأخذ ما يأخذه من الله سبحانه رزقا له وعونا له على الطاعة ولتكن نيته فيه أن يتقوى به على طاعة الله تعالى. The person who receives the zakah, he says, he must know that this zakah that had come to him, it came to him because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it fard upon the person, the other person, to pay it so that it can take care of some of his needs that he has. So in other words, he must know that it comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a rizq which Allah ta'ala has brought to him. So the one who receives a sadaqah, who receives a zakah, he must know that it is only from Allah, first and foremost, before anyone else. And then when he receives the zakah, he must make an intention immediately that this zakah or the sadaqah that I'm receiving, I am taking it so that it can be a help for me in order to worship Allah. That's why we said yesterday that zakah is only given to Muslims. Can't be given to non-Muslims. So when a Muslim receives that zakah, he must obviously make that niyyah. Ya Allah, I've received this money as zakah, and my niyyah now is that whatever I'm going to do with this money for zakah, it's going to be a means for me in order to become stronger, to worship you, and to obey you in a way that is suitable. This should be the niyyah of the person receiving. The second thing is, أن يشكر المعطي ويدعو له ويكون شكره ودعاؤه بحيث لا يخرجه عن كونه وابطه. He should also, secondly, a person who receives zakah or sadaqah, he should always thank the person who had given it to him. Right? And he should make dua for him. Make dua for the forgiver. And he should know that when he's making shukr to this person who had given the zakah to him, that this person was a means. Allah used him as a means. Right? So ultimately, he still knows it is Allah. Like we said in the first point, he knows it is Allah. So of course, he thanked Allah as well. He made shukr to Allah. But he also makes shukr to the person. Right? We find sometimes this mentality of some people, when zakah is given or sadaqah is given to them, they disregard the person who has given it. They take only the first point. They say, this comes from Allah. So why should I? You know, this has got nothing to do with you. You were just a means. Yes, it is correct. The person is a means. But we must recognize that Allah has placed that person in your path. That Allah Ta'ala has given that person hidayah to give to you. Right? And that is why, generally speaking, when a person does something good to you, you try to thank him. Because when you thank him, you are actually thanking Allah. The hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that this hadith is a well-known hadith. We have heard it many times. Where the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. A person who did not thank people, he did not thank Allah. Right? So one should not be, the one who is receiving, should not be arrogant to say that, you know, I don't need to thank you, because it's not your money. It's Allah's money. Allah gave it to you. Yes, we all know it is Allah's money. We all know, but Allah has made that person a means or a medium to actually give. So you should say, Jazakallah for him, that Allah has placed you in my path. So we should never forget to thank people, even though we know everything comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's another hadith that says, and this is a beautiful hadith, مَنْ صَنَعَ إِلَيْكُمْ مَعْرُوفًا فَكَافِئُوهُ. If a person does something good to you, then you try to do something good to that person also. Try to reciprocate, try to equal what the person has done. فَإِنْ لَمْ تَسْتَطِيعُوا فَدَعُوا لَهُ. And if you are not able to do the same that he has done to you, the minimal that you can do is make dua for him. Make dua for the person. Right? That's the beauty of this interaction between giver and taker. So the taker, you should not become arrogant and say, no, I don't have to, it's only Allah. We know it is only Allah. But the person who has that means, try to also do appreciation. This is part of our deen. You cannot overlook, right? Although the person who gives, now this is an important point. The person who receives, he should know to show gratitude. The person who gives, he should not expect anything in return. Okay, it's like you have to understand it in both ways. So the person who receives, he should know his duty. I must make shukr to the person and to Allah. The person who gives, on the other hand, he should know I'm giving it for Allah's sake. Don't expect anything in return. I don't want any praise. I don't want any this. Because Allah says in the Quran that the people of Iman, the way that they spend, they say, إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ. We have fed them for the sake of Allah. لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. We do not want any reward from you, and we do not want any praises from you. This is how the giver should react to him. The one who gives should not expect now that because he gave, he must be placed in a pedestal, he must be this, he must be that, he must be recognized, he must be this. No, from his side, he must know it is for Allah's sake. But from the one who accepts or receives, from his side again, he must know to thank that person. He must know to make dua for that person, the way that Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi has explained. And then one last point for today, he says, أَنْ يَنْظُرَ فِي مَا يَأْخُذُهُ فَإِنْ لَمْ يَقُلْ مِنْ حِلٍ تَوَرْوَعَ عَنْهُ وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبَ. Person who is receiving the zakat, he must also be wary of the person receiving the zakat, in a sense that he should kind of have the feeling or contentment that the person who is giving the zakat is giving it from money that is halal. Right? So if you know that the person who is giving the zakat is a dodgy person, let's say, we know that there's a dodgy person in the community. Let's say we know it's somebody that gambles, or somebody that has a brothel, or a other billah. Let's just say, this happens. It's a Muslim, but because of his weakness in faith, he may have a place that sells alcohol, he may have gambling or stuff like that. So the person who receives zakat, if he knows that that is the person's job, that is the person's income, then he should rather say no. Rather don't give the zakat to me. Because this is a difficulty. He may think, well, I'm in need, so I'm just going to take it anyway. Whether it's halal or whether it's haram. No. He should say, if it's halal, and you know, and of course, in ordinary circumstances, we don't investigate one another. We take it face value. So face value, all of you sitting here, for example, for me, face value, if you give me something, I will take it that it is halal. Because I know that your businesses that you do is halal. I know that generally you try your best to only indulge in that which is halal. So I'm looking to investigate you. If you want to give me something, I'll take it face value. So similarly, we take it face value also of somebody that is in the community that does wrong. And we know, even in our community, there were people like that. The whole entire community knows that that person, he deals in haram. So in that case, the person who's going to receive the zakah, if zakah is given to him from that money, from that person, he should say, no, rather I don't want it, because I don't want to feed myself or my children with haram. And he should not think that, now I'm poor, I need it, I will take it anyway, even if it's haram and so on. No, he should say, Allah Ta'ala will suffice. He will look after me in another way. I should not take it. Because Allah says in Surah Al-Talaq, the verse that I read, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ, the person who fears Allah and is conscious of Allah, يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. He will always make a way out for him. If you fear Allah, Allah will get the solution for you. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. And Allah, if you fear Allah, He will give you rizq from avenues that you cannot imagine. That is a beautiful thing. Allah will bring that rizq to you in another way. Right? Because Allah is Ar-Razzaq. Allah is the one that provides. So He will bring to you rizq in ways that you could never have calculated in your mind. So one should always try to indulge only in halal. Don't be tempted to say, well, because I'm in a need, because I'm poor, because people say this, I've got no other alternative, I have to take it. No, you've got another alternative. The alternative is to move away from the haram and to make dua to Allah to give you halal. That is the alternative. And when you do that, Allah Ta'ala will take care of the rest. So these are very important points that the person who receives a sadaqah or receives zakah must try to adhere to. And in such a way, he is also then showing his appreciation to Allah and to the person who واغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا وما أنت أعلم به منا، أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر، لا إله إلا أنت، ربنا عليك توكلنا وإليك أنبنا وإليك المصير، ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين، صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.